Alright. What about the thing that the smoke goes out of? You just call that a...
The chimney?
Mm-hmm. Chimney. Ever seen any around here that were made out of stick and dirt or any material like that in older houses?
No, I've never seen one of those. I've seen pictures of them in the Foxfire book, right. But I've never seen one of those.
Okay. Did you have an open area right in front of the fireplace? It might have been bricked over or something like that.
The hearth, is that what you're getting at? Right. Yeah, that's, I always talk of the... Talk of the hearth.
Okay. Now, inside the fireplace, after you've burned a lot of wood, you'll get this residue left. Those mm-hmm. would just be...
Soot. Okay. Or ashes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And after a phrase here, just for pronunciation, talking about ashes, if they were gray, you'd call them gray ashes. If they were white, you would call them...
Never heard any distinction.
Well, it's just a real simple pronunciation, phrase, just for pronunciation. If they were gray... You call them gray ashes. If they were white, you call them...
White ashes?
Yeah, that's the phrase I'm
saying. Okay.
A lot of this is just designed to elicit pronunciation
and grammar. Okay.
Some of them seem contrived.
Sure.
Okay. When you think about a living room, what are some of the typical things that you think about being in a living room?
Oh, I always think of the sofa and a couple of big easy chairs. I always thought of the television as being in the living room, mm-hmm. but now I sort of think of the living as there not being in the living room and the television being in a den.
Yeah,
so,
right.
But that's what I always think of. And
mm-hmm. Sure. Okay. You mentioned sofa. Have you ever heard any other words for sofa?
Oh, couch. Here, mm-hmm. here called couch. All couch and sofa are just probably about the equal, but
mm-hmm.
but hardly anything else that mm-hmm. I can.
Okay. What about typical things that you'd find in the bedroom?
Oh, I find a bed, dresser, chest of drawers, and maybe a nightstand.
Okay. What's the difference between a dresser and a chest of drawers?
I always think of the dresser as having a mirror on it and being shorter than the chest of drawers.
Mm-hmm.
And,
the chest of drawers would just be entirely... drawers, no mirror.
Drawers with no
like
mirror,
that.
That's what I think of.
Yeah, I see. Okay. What about the place where you'd hang your clothes? That would be a...
Closet.
Yeah. Are you familiar with any sort of freestanding thing that's all hanging space,
yeah.
you know, with doors?
A shift robe or,
mm-hmm.
or a robe.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what I...
What was that last word you said?
Just a robe.
I've heard.
Mm-hmm. I've heard people call them shift robes and robes.
Mm-hmm.
And then... what else is they do they call them? It's armoire.
Yeah.
I think they get to be armoires when folks get more farm for antiques.
Right, sure. Is that the same thing as a wardrobe? Do you
yeah.
know that word?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's the same thing as a wardrobe.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's what I always
mm-hmm.
understood it to be.
All right. All these things that we've been talking about, like chairs and sofas, a general word for it would be?
Furniture.
Sure. You ever heard people around here use the word plunder to mean furniture?
Never have, that I remember.
Old-timers or somebody like that.
Never have, that I remember.
Okay, fine. The things that you have over your windows to keep out the sunlight, you would call them?
Curtains.
Okay. Do you know the things that are on rollers that you pull down?
Shades.
Those are shades. And then there are the things that are adjustable.
Blinds.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have a place in your house right underneath the top of the house that you might use for a storage area?
Yeah, the attic.
Mm-hmm. Any other word for that?
A lot of folks call it the loft.
Yeah. Would you use that word?
No, I always say attic. Mm-hmm. Just never.
Do you use the word loft at all in reference to anything?
No, I always think of the loft in a barn, but yeah. I don't really know anything there except it might be in... Upper. I always think of a loft in a barn as just being an upper open part
mm-hmm.
where it may be something stored.
Right. Okay.